reach the sea, met up with the old road. The river itself flowed through the dark woods. If we followed it north, we'd hit Meridian City and therefore Old Clearing within 10 days. If we took the long way around via the old road, it would be 3 weeks. The other stopped behind me. Oh my gods. Are we finally there? Gary asked. We've been walking for weeks. I rolled my eyes. It's the fourth day. Tell that to my thighs, he said. I don't want to tell your thighs anything. Rude, Ryan would talk to my thighs. Not even involved, Ryan said. Can we kick him out of the adventure yet? Gary asked.
I smash him?
Tiki asked. No smashing, Ryan said. Maybe later, I said, distracted. Time for a course change, boys. Nope, Ryan said, following my gaze along the river. Not going to happen. I glared at him. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in charge here. Funny, he said. I didn't know you were.
Ooh,
Gary and Tiggy said. I'm the wizard here, I said. Apprentice, Gary whispered. And I'm the knight commander, Ryan said. Of the 8th Battalion, I reminded him, which is the castle guard. We are not in the castle. Therefore, you are in charge of nothing.
Oh, snap,
Tiggy said. I taught him to say that, Gary said fondly. Morgan said to stay on the main road, Ryan said, for your safety. I can handle myself. Yeah, I've seen how you handle yourself, he muttered. Works out real well, doesn't it? He winced. Damn it, I'm sorry. That's not... Go whatever way you want, I said coolly. We're going along the river. I turned and walked away. Tiggy and Gary followed. I didn't look back. So, of course, it was fairies. I hated fairies. 1 minute I'm cursing Ryan in my head, even as he was following us with a kicked puppy look on his face that was not affecting me in the slightest, and the next I felt the whisper of magic that wasn't my own. I said, oh shit. Ryan said, what? Gary said, yeah, we're screwed. Tiggy said,
I don't like this.
Magic is cool, okay? It's fucking awesome. I can do shit that people could only dream about. Morgan opened up my eyes to a wide world of things I never thought possible. I can make things out of magic. I can make things out of nothing. But you know what sucks about magic? How easy it is to bind it, to confine it, to trap it. Vermilion root, counter magic, anti-magic, the feathers of a phoenix, the blood of a dragon, binding potions, and fairies. I hated fucking fairies, because they hated me. Well, one in particular. And I could already feel my magic starting to dampen. Gary and Tiggy could feel it because they were magical creatures. Tiggy's blood wasn't as potent as a full-on giant, but it still was more powerful than a human. Same with Gary. Since his horn had been taken from him, he didn't have the strength he used to. But they were both magic in their own right, so they could feel that same thrum that sizzled across my skin. We should probably run, I said. That's probably a good idea, Gary agreed.
Fast,
Tiggy said. What? Ryan asked. What's going on? Nothing, I said, moving behind him and pushing him to get him moving. The shield he wore strapped to his back felt hot under my fingers. Nothing at all. This is just the time in the adventure that we practice how fast we can run for no apparent reason whatsoever. It's called the Super Fun Run. Everybody loves it. Now, do it. He snorted and looked over his shoulder. This is going to be the part where I'll get to tell you I told you so about leaving the old road, isn't it? It's literally only been 30 minutes. Literally. Nope. There will be no I told you so. None whatsoever. I am just worried about your cardiovascular health. We need to get your blood moving. Keep you nice and limber. Fucker was just pressing back against my hands. And why do you need me limber, Sam? he asked, sounding almost amused. And of course my mouth went dry, and I thought of sexy things like getting fucked up against a wall and telling him his smile would look even better if I was sitting on it. Somehow I was able to restrain myself, and instead made an inarticulate noise that came out somewhere between a growl and a moan.
I don't...
Just shut your mouth and your face. Sam, Gary snapped, stop touching Ryan and start running. I will punch your legs and leave you here for the fairies, I threatened him, pulling my hands away from Ryan as if he'd burned me.
Fairies?
Ryan asked incredulously. No, I said. No fairies, just running. Tiggy was already taking off down the road, kicking up large plumes of dust. Gary followed him, the packs on his back rattling and bouncing.
Fairies, Sam?
Ryan said. I was too busy running to even think of something to say. But have no fear. It would have been witty and triumphant, and he would have bowed at the wordplay. That and the fact that I was still stuck on limber. Like, how bendy was he? Could he touch the ground with his hands without bending his knees? That was an image that wasn't going to leave my head. It showed the true depths of my talent that I was able to multitask in such a way, to be running from certain imprisonment, while also fantasizing about Ryan saying things like, I've always wanted to try and do the splits on your cock. Running with a boner is no fun. Trust me on that. Fortunately for me, I didn't have to do it very long, because I stepped into a fairy ring. Like a douchebag. God damn it, I muttered, rubbing my forehead where I'd struck a seemingly invisible wall. I looked down and saw a circle of purple mushrooms surrounding me. I looked farther down the path. Gary and Tiggy were stuck in their own fairy rings. Ryan, on the other hand, had a large tree bending toward him, wrapping its limbs around his arms, holding them above his head. It had happened so fast, he hadn't been able to even reach for his sword.
So, he said, don't.
This is what it feels like to be captured with Sam of Wilds.
Shut it.
No, seriously. I wondered how quickly this would happen. I honestly expected it to at least take a full day.
I hope you get splinters in your wrist, I told him. Like big ones that get right under the skin and are a bitch to get out.
No, but does everyone want to imprison you? He asked. Because it sure seems like everyone wants to imprison you.
Yes, Gary called back from farther down the road. Everyone does. Sam has a tendency to piss people off when he talks, or breathes, or exists.
Hey, no. That is not even remotely true. I am adored. Maybe not universally, but by some people.
Like your parents, Gary said.
And me,
Tiggy said.
Thank you, Tiggy, I said. You are a true friend, and the feeling is mutual. Unlike, say, the feelings I have for the other two people on our adventure team.
Really? Gary said.
Enlighten me, Sam. Just what kind of feelings do you have for Ryan?
A pause. A hesitation. The longest fucking 3 seconds in the history of time.
And me?
There are at least 13 ways I could see your life ending in the next 4 minutes, I told him. 3 of them involve lava.
The youth of today, he said, shaking his head. With your bows and arrows and magic fingers and attitude, I worry about the future, especially if you're all going to be so indifferently bloodthirsty.
Guys? Ryan said.
Bloodthirsty? I said to Gary.
If I'm that way, it's only because you made me that way.
Seriously, guys?
Me? Gary said. If anything, I am the sunlight in your otherwise darkened world. I bring you the light to chase away the maelstrom that is your soul.
Pretty sure the tree is taking me away.
Sunlight? I laughed. Please, you're so lucky you have me. I tell you sex puns, which everyone knows are the highest form...
Newsflash, Sam. No one thinks they are the highest form of humor.
Yes, the tree is definitely taking me into the forest. Don't know why. It would be nice if someone acknowledged me. Is this wind rape? I feel like this is going to be like wind rape.
Hi, Ryan,
Tiggy called out.
You lied to me? I screeched to Gary.
all this time, I thought I was being humorously sophisticated, and you were lying?
Tiggy, thank the gods. This tree is trying to pull me into the dark woods. I can't get loose. Tell Sam to pay attention.
Hi, Ryan.
Tiggy waved.
You should see your face right now, Gary said to me. You look like a tomato with a hole in it, because that hole is your mouth, and it's open, and you're red. Okay, that wasn't the best analogy, but it was the best I could come up with, and the tree is kidnapping Ryan.
He looked over my shoulder with wide eyes.
What?
I turned around. Sure enough, the tree was pulling Ryan into the dark woods.
What are you doing?
I shouted after him.
Why didn't you say anything?
Seriously?
He snapped.
I'm getting molested by trees, and you're yelling at me?
Hmph, I said with a sniff. No need to be all sensitive about it. It was just a question.
Hey, Sam, Gary said. I'm pretty sure the mushrooms around Tiggy and me are moving.
They're what?
I asked. Are you sure you didn't just eat them? Gary, I told you that you can't go around eating whatever mushrooms you see. That's what happened last time, and you were tripping balls for a week. You got into a fight with an imaginary duck named Hector, who you said was homophobic.
He kept calling me a fruitcake.
He wasn't real. And now my mushrooms are moving.
And they were. This fairy ring around my feet was shifting. The mushrooms had uprooted themselves and were hopping toward the forest, keeping the circle perfectly intact. I felt the edge of the circle at my back and tried to press against it to keep the mushrooms in place, but the magic in them, earth and forest and green, 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 was overriding my own, pushing it farther and farther down. I pushed my back against the invisible wall behind me. My feet skidded in the dirt. There was no give. The circle never faltered. The mushrooms kept moving into the woods.
Well, shit, I said. I'm truly annoyed now.
Yeah?
Ryan called from further in the woods.
So sorry for you.
I'm pretty sure this tree is passing me off to another tree that is not as discerning about personal space. I don't know that I've ever been groped by a forest before.
What made that truly bothersome was the sharp little curl of jealousy I felt at that. Yes, I can freely admit that I was jealous of a tree bad-touching Knight Commander Ryan Foxheart. Gary said,
Doesn't that happen pretty much wherever you go?
I don't ask for it,
he said back.
People just touch.
Maybe you should ask it to buy you dinner first,
I sniped. Gary knew me well enough.
Sam is just a tree.
Shut up, Gary. No tree,
Ryan suddenly shouted.
You don't get to touch that.
The blood rushed to my ears. I wanted to touch that. Thank the gods we got non-sexual mushrooms, Gary said.
No bad touch,
Tiggy said, frowning down at his fairy circle.
Okay, the next tree isn't touching my junk yet,
Ryan said.
We don't need a play-by-play, I said hoarsely.
You okay, Sam? Gary asked evilly. You sound out of breath. I tried to call upon my magic to light Gary on fire, but the fairy circle was too strong. Maybe if I was as old as Morgan, or had more control than I did, I'd be able to do something about it. And of course, that traitorous little voice in my head said that maybe if I had my cornerstone well in place, this wouldn't be an issue. That was a thought I banished to the farthest recesses of my mind.
What is this?
Ryan said, sounding closer than he had before. I looked over and could see him through the forest, arms still above his head, tree limbs groaning as they moved him slowly forward.
Dimitri,
Gary sighed.
Who is Dimitri?
Ha ha, I said weakly. So, funny story. There are fairies in the dark woods, and I might have pissed off their king. There was silence. Then,
of course you did.
I scowled at him, even though he couldn't see me. It wasn't my fault. He wanted to marry me, and I told him I didn't see him like that, and he got mad.
Yeah, Gary muttered.
Because that's the whole story. Close enough. Everything wants to have sex with you, Ryan said in disbelief. Literally, everything. That tree didn't, I reminded him. That was all you. Way to go. You got wood.
Ha! Tiggy said. Puns!
Not funny, Ryan said. I'm still traumatized. There were leaves near my, you know, your cock, Gary asked. Dick, your dong, man tube, baby maker, your balls and chain.
Gary,
I said as I stepped over a fallen tree. Sorry, your penis? Jeez, prude. Just how mad is this Dimitri? Ryan asked.
Oh, that. Very? Like, I might have led him on in hopes of escaping, and then left him at the altar.
What? Ryan said.
Fairy weddings work very fast, I said. 1 minute I was minding my own business, doing absolutely nothing in the dark woods, and the next I was wearing flowers in my hair while a fairy named Harry was asking me to recite my vows.
Your vows, Ryan said, and great. We were back to that repeating thing again.
I forgot about those, Gary said with a snort. It came out as purple this time, but was muted because of the fairy ring.
You made them up off the top of your head while trying to figure out how we were going to get away.
It lovely,
Tiggy said.
Pretty words.
So, let me get this straight, Ryan said. You entered into the dark woods again, knowing that Morgan told you to avoid them. You've been attacked by dark wizards in said woods. And now, you are telling me you almost got gay fairy married to a fairy named Dimitri by a fairy named Harry. And you still go into them. All the time.
Yes, but to be fair, all those other things happened way on the other side of the dark woods, so you really can't fault me for thinking they would happen here.
I'm coming under the impression that these things happen no matter where you go.
That's pretty much true, Gary said.
Shut up, Gary, I growled.
Mean. Just for that, I'm going to recite your wedding vows.
Oh, my gods.
Dearest Dimitri, I've known you but for 3 minutes, but my heart beats in my chest just for you.
Gary, I swear to the gods, stop talking.
Gary, please continue,
Ryan said, and I despised him. You are a fairy, and I am a man. A wizard, but a man nonetheless. Our worlds couldn't be more different. But please believe me when I say I love you, just as much as I love standing here against my will.
Ryan choked out a laugh, and I wished a tree would bad touch him again.
All my life I've searched for someone like you. Only you're better, because you have wings that are shiny. So, good job on that. Your parents must be proud.
Oh, what's that? Your parents are dead? And they died horribly just 3 months ago?
Oh, my bad, dude. Seriously. So, my bad. That was not cool. Can we go back to the love part?
I buried my face in my hands. How he remembered this word for word? I'll never know. And why did everyone who did impressions of me do my voice so shrill? It was insulting.
The love part. Here we are. Together, you and I, and we're getting dude-hitched to each other. Because this is my life. And I couldn't run away, even if I wanted to. So I guess this will be a thing. Forever. Lucky me. I'm not stalling. I just have so many words to say to you. Like, you are fun. For someone who took me prisoner and is now forcing me to marry him. So fun. I have to wrap it up. Rude. Okay. In conclusion, I'm super happy about this, and you are awesome. And I'm so glad Gary is laughing at me. That bastard. Tiggy, you are my only favorite. The end.
Gary.
Yes, Sam.
Your death will not come easy. There will be pain as I choke the life out of you.
Kinky. I'm down.
How did you get away? Ryan asked.
I shrugged. Gary got free and kicked some fairies, and we ran. He gaped at me. It was daring, I said.
I don't even know what to say to that, Ryan said. I don't even know what to say to any of this. You and I have been talking, actually talking, for a little over 3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, we've been attacked twice, a dragon came to the city and knocked you through a building, and now we're going to meet your ex, to whom you almost gay fairy married. How are you even a real person?
Hey, I growled. He's not my ex. And you didn't talk to me for like 2 of those 3 weeks, so you can shut your mouth. And it wasn't a building, it was a shed.
I was busy.
The trees were bringing him closer to me. He was scowling. It was unfair how hot his scowl was. When I scowled, I looked constipated. Yeah, that must be it. Busy like a champ. That doesn't even make sense. You don't even make sense. I hate it when Mommy and Daddy fight, Gary said to Tiggy. The trees stopped moving Ryan when he was 3 feet away from me.
Who, Mommy?
Tiggy asked, eyeing us both. Gary rolled his eyes. Duh, Ryan, obviously.
Ha!
I crowed. You're the mother? Whatever, he muttered. I'd be a great mom. I'd mom like a champ. Wait, what the hell? How do you get me involved in these conversations?
Easy. You open your mouth and respond. Not a hard concept, even for a meathead knight like yourself.
You just wait until this tree lets me go. I'm so gonna...
And I never really got to find out how he was going to finish that sentence. In my deep and disturbing fantasies, he was so gonna fuck me into next week, and we would have babies and buy a farm in the country, and I get to wear a really big sun hat while I plucked vine ripened tomatoes from the garden. But he never got to finish that sentence because we were surrounded by fairies.
Balls, I muttered, watching my dreams of a sun hat disappear in front of me.
Sam?
Yes, Ryan.
Why is there a 6-inch tall, angry, naked man with wings flying in front of your face? And why are we surrounded by even more tiny, fluttering, naked men?
I sighed.
Because this is what my life has become. Ryan, meet Dimitri, king of the Darkwoods fairies. Dimitri, this is Knight Commander Ryan Foxheart.
Ryan's eyes bulged.
This is your ex?
He's not my ex, I grumbled. I looked up at Dimitri. He really was tiny. And naked. It was so very awkward. His wings fluttered rapidly, and his creamy skin was flushed with anger. He had a shaved head and the tiniest mustache in the world. He would have been delightful, if not for the fact that I was pretty sure he wanted to murder me.
Hey, Dimitri! Long time no see. How have you been, buddy?
Sam,
he said stiffly, and I'd forgotten just how high-pitched his voice was. It sounded like he was squeaking. I tried to keep my lips from quirking because he was angry and it sounded hysterical.
How nice it is to see you again. And you are so my ex.
Oh my gods, Ryan gasped, like he was trying not to laugh. This is amazing. I'm having such a good time right now. Huzzah! Huzzah all around.
Dimitri and I both glared at him. He didn't look repentant in the slightest.
What brings you to these parts?
Dimitri asked me. Your magic mushrooms, I told him. They sort of forced us here. Except for Ryan. Ryan was flirting with the trees.
I was not!
Is he always this loud?
Dimitri asked, frowning at Ryan.
He seems loud, even for a human.
The other fairies grumbled their agreement.
He's usually pretty loud, I agreed. He has to be. He's a knight commander. It's dashing and immaculate.
Oh?
Dimitri asked.
So he's the reason you couldn't get married?
And what the fuck? That is so not even close to being a real thing. But Dimitri ignored me. He flew up to Ryan and hovered near his face. Ryan arched an eyebrow at him.
I'd heard of you,
Dimitri said, poking Ryan in the cheek.
You are supposed to be some big to-do. I'll be honest, I'm a little disappointed.
Trust me, Ryan said. The feeling is not mutual. When Sam told me about you, I was expecting something completely different. This is so much better.
He talked about me, did he?
Dimitri turned and leered at me. Oh, gross, I muttered.
I could see why,
Dimitri said, looking back at Ryan.
Especially if you're the competition.
No competition, I said loudly. None. There is no competing.
See?
Dimitri said.
You've already lost.
Ryan snorted. Yeah, I don't think so. My cock is bigger than your whole entire being. And just what? The fairy started tittering loudly. Dimitri scowled.
It's not the size, it's what you do with it.
And I can do many things with it, Ryan said wickedly. Many, many things.
Please, can I have some, please?
I whispered, though no one heard me. Dimitri poked Ryan's nose.
Listen, human. Just because you're jealous of the love Sam and I share.
Love? I squeaked, sounding like Dimitri. There is no love. The fairies all turned to me.
Oh, shit.
There may be a mutual appreciation of each other's willingness to avoid maiming or death, I said. This is going so well, Gary said.
It is?
Tiggy asked.
No,
Gary said. Tiggy, the next thing we are going to work on is sarcasm. You've gone far too long without knowing how to use it. It shall be remedied, and you will be the most sarcastic half-giant in all of Varenia, and it will be glorious.
Pretty Gary,
Tiggy said fondly. He tried to reach out and pet Gary, but his hand knocked into the invisible wall that rose around him from the fairy ring. His brow furrowed, and I knew it was only a matter of time before Tiggy got pissed off. No one got between him and Gary when he wanted to pet the unicorn.
There's love,
Dimitri insisted.
You just don't know about it yet.
Ah, Gary said. That kind of love. Because that makes sense. Dimitri sighed like Gary was the most annoying thing that had ever existed.
If your kind wasn't considered sacred, I'd let my people eat you.
Gary preened. Sam, I'm sacred. Thanks for that, I told Dimitri. I will never, ever hear the end of it. Dimitri ignored me as he flew back to Ryan and started poking his face again.
I will fight you for him. A duel to win the heart of the wizard.
Apprentice, Gary whispered. Ryan rolled his eyes at Dimitri. It would be more intimidating if your penis wasn't pressing against my cheek. So much sass, I told Gary and Tiggy. He uses it like he invented it, which, to be fair, I think he might have. He's not that sassy, Gary grumbled. Another fairy flew up and whispered in Dimitri's ear. Dimitri's eyes narrowed with whatever the fairy was telling him.
You're engaged,
Dimitri finally said.
To the Grand Prince of Varenia?
And there went all my phone fantasies again for the day. I am, Ryan allowed. He glanced at me like there was supposed to be a reaction. I kept my face blank.
So you have no claim over Sam of Wilds,
Dimitri said, sounding triumphant. Ryan cocked his head.
More so than you do.
The mask slipped. Hey, I snapped. I'm standing right here. I'm not a prize to be won. I winced. Oh my gods. That sounded awful to say out loud. I looked at Gary, who was openly laughing at me. For fuck's sake. I'm not a prize to be won, he gasped out. That was so awesome. You go, girl. Get down with your bad self and preach. We don't need no men's. We are fierce, and here's Sam of Wilds roar. He puffed out his chest and pranced in place in his fairy ring. You're a tool, I said, feeling my face turn red. You just told everyone you are not a prize to be won, he pointed out. You win the Tool Award. In fact, you are the Tool Award.
You can be my prize,
Dimitri said, slinking through the air back over to me.
He made sure not to cross into the fairy ring because he knew full well I'd crush him like a bug. That's not doing for me what you think it's doing for me, I told him. Probably quite the opposite, in fact. Dimitri, you know you and I wouldn't work. You're a fairy who lives in the dark woods, and I like not being in the dark woods, or gay fairy married. That's a lie, and you know it, Ryan said.
I will keep you satisfied,
Dimitri said with a leer.
I may be small, but there are things I can do with my tongue that you wouldn't believe.
He flew a little bit closer.
Sexual things.
That's a kind offer, I said, trying not to insult him by grimacing. Really, but I'm okay.
Perhaps,
he said, waggling his eyebrows.
A little demonstration?
No, thank you, I said. I'm all about true love and not having sex with you.
If we could just...
He said no, Ryan growled. Back off. Dimitri looked over at Ryan, who was glowering at the King of Fairies. He brought up a hand to stroke his tiny mustache, and I had to bite back, awing in his general direction because it was just so little, and said,
Oh, this makes much more sense now.
What does? I asked.
This,
he said, motioning between Ryan and me.
You know, the thing.
I was bewildered. What thing? Dimitri looked at Gary.
Is he serious?
Unfortunately, Gary said. It's so awkward. It makes you wonder about the future of Varenya. I am so lost, I said to Ryan, who was refusing to meet my gaze.
Me too, Ryan said.
Tiggy snorted and said,
Oh, night delicious face.
Another fairy flew up, carrying a spear and wearing a helmet, and not much else. I thought about asking why he had armor on his head and not his balls, but I didn't think that was the proper etiquette while being held prisoner by the Darkwoods fairies.
What shall we do with them, my lord?
He asked Dimitri.
Should we kill them?
No killing, I said. No killing would be amazing, because fairies could be vicious little things. They looked humanish, but they were filled with forest magic. And once the facade dropped, they were all teeth and claws, and would swarm until there was nothing left but bits of shiny bone. Come on, Dimitri. For old time's sake, buddy, pal of mine, you owe me.
And how do you figure that?
He asked, eyes flashing purple. The whole kidnapping me and trying to make me your fairy bride, that's a good place to start.
You said vows before your unicorn kicked 20 of my people in the face.
That might not have been my best move, I admitted. But to be fair, you didn't leave me with much of a choice. Hey, look at me. What's going on? Huh, little guy? Why don't you marry one of these fine-looking fairies? I pointed out the 100 or so naked men fluttering nearby.
It's just not the same,
he said with a sigh.
I have a size kink.
I coughed. You have what now? He shrugged.
I like them big.
I grinned at Gary. You hear that? I'm big. Pretty sure he was talking about your actual size and not your dick, honey bunch, Gary said, sounding bored. Tone it down. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm huge, I told Dimitri. Gargantuan. Average, Gary said. I've seen it. A little support would be awesome, I said through gritted teeth. Oh my goodness, Gary said, voice sugary sweet. He's ginormous. The first time I saw it, I was like, is that your third leg? Are you some kind of three-legged human monstrosity? Don't listen to him, I told Dimitri. He's an ass. You can keep him if you want. He has to weigh at least 1,000 pounds. Sam! Gary shrieked at me. How dare you! Dimitri flew over to Gary and started looking him up and down.
He's got a good point. We could totally get married. You could be my fairy queen.
Gary's ears perked up.
A queen, you say? Well, you never said anything about being a queen.
No, Gary,
Tiggy said sternly.
You no fairy queen. You Sam and Tiggy's queen.
Ah, oh, gods. My heart. I really want to hug you right now, I told Tiggy. Dimitri, drop the damn fairy rings. I need to hug Tiggy because of feelings. Dimitri sighed and snapped his fingers. The mushrooms grew dim, and I felt my magic come roaring back. Gary and I crashed into Tiggy at the same time, and his big hands came up to the backs of our heads and held us close. I can't believe you said my weight out loud, Gary hissed at me. I can't believe you said my penis was average, I hissed right back. If the penis shoe fits, he said. What? That isn't even penis shoe? Like a shoe for your penis? Shut up, he grumbled, rubbing his forehead against Tiggy's chest. I have had a very trying and emotional last 17 minutes, and I can't be bothered to be my usual witty and wonderful self. How do you explain the rest of the time, then?
As touching as this is,
Dimitri said from behind us,
I would rather get this over with.
I let go of Tiggy and turned back toward the fairies. Ryan still had his arms held up by the tree. I tried not to notice the flex of his arms or how totally awesome it would be to have him tied up like that so I could do whatever I wanted and... Stop thinking sex thoughts, Gary whispered.
I wasn't,
I whispered back.
Liar, you had your sex face going on.
I don't even want to know what that looks like.
Like your jaw came unhinged and you might start to drool.
So, attractive, right?
That's not the word I would have used.
Get what over with? I said to Dimitri.
The reason why you're here,
he said.
In the dark woods. They don't seem to be a safe place for you anymore.
I cocked my head at him, picking and choosing my next words carefully. There was something here that I was missing. The air seemed to have shifted. It felt cooler now. We're here because it's a shorter route to get to Meridian City. Dimitri's eyes flashed again. They were almost violet.
And what business have you there?
You know, don't you? I said. Something. Dimitri flew up closer to my face. He smiled, and it was a dark thing.
I know many things. I am the king of this forest. Nothing happens here without my knowing.
Then tell me, I said, what you know. He shook his head.
That's not how this works, apprentice. You know that as well as I do.
Oh, we're back to apprentice now? I asked lightly. No more Sam?
There are whispers,
he said.
In the trees, in the darkest parts of the forests.
Something prickled across my skin, almost like I was chilled. And what do they whisper?
The darks seem to have an unhealthy fascination with you,
he said, ignoring my question.
Do you know why that is?
One of their own took us to a cave, I said, in the eastern dark woods. All of us went in. He never walked out.
We heard,
Dimitri said.
Those that die in the dark woods tend to leave a bit of themselves behind. He echoed. He darkled. He was nothing but blood and bones when they found him.
Tiggy tends to get a little overzealous when his friends are threatened, I said coolly.
So you say. But you just don't know, do you?
He looked back over his shoulder and said something in the tongue of the fairies. It came out low and guttural, almost like grunts. The cadence was stilted and staccato. As soon as he fell silent, the other fairies spread their wings, alighting from the trees and bushes and flowers. They spun in a leisurely circle around us. I felt something crawl along my magic. I felt soft, dully muted. Tiggy growled low in his throat and tensed behind me. Gary came to my side, eyelids heavy. Ryan didn't seem to be affected, worry darting along his face.
What is this?
I asked,
sounding slow and quiet.
To keep our palaver secret,
he said.
You can't be too careful these days. The trees hear everything.
But you're their guardians, I said. Why would they betray you? He grinned. His teeth were sharp.
Who said anything about betrayal?
I said nothing.
You look for the Grand Prince,
he said.
He was taken, was he not?
You sound as if you already know, I said. Why ask?
Formalities,
he said. Games, I corrected. His smile widened.
Are you sure you won't rethink that proposal? The conversation alone is stimulating.
I shook my head, trying to ignore just how stimulated he seemed to be. It's never okay to have a tiny man flying around with his erection near your face. You deserve someone who can give you all you need. I can't do that. The bravado faltered a bit.
I knew you were different,
he said.
The first time you came into the woods. I could have taken you then. You were just a boy. I could have taken you away from the human world and raised you how I wanted you to be. Molded you to be something more than you are.
I'm thinking you need to back up, Ryan said, voice hard. Right now. Dimitri paid him no mind.
But I let you grow. In the world of men, where they are cold and careless and plot the most calculating plots they can to ensure their survival. They think only for themselves and not about the suffering of others. You see, Sam, it's only about power.
I thought back to Morgan and the way he'd evaded my questions. What is it? I asked, curious.
Your prince was taken by a dragon, yes?
This wasn't guarded information. It was all the City of Locks could speak of in the days before we'd set out. He was, I said.
And now you journey to bring him back,
Dimitri said.
His knight and his would-be wizard.
That's the plan.
Don't you wonder, though?
Games, games, games. About what?
About where it came from. Why now?
I wanted to play his game, too. You would have experience with dragons, wouldn't you? He looked agitated.
Careful, apprentice.
The Great White? I've heard the stories. Tell me, when did you last see him?
He is not your concern,
Dimitri said.
Gods have little time for mortal men.
But he's not a god, I said. His clock ticks just like yours and mine. It may tick slower and longer, but it still ticks.
He's not...
You haven't seen him, have you? I said. Dimitri was silent. Is he dead? Is that why this new dragon is here?
No one understands the minds and wills of dragons,
Dimitri said.
Including you.
Dimitri's smile returned.
The dark woods are deep. I can see far.
How far?
Your human mind could never understand.
Dealing with fairies was an exercise in frustration. Everything went in misshapen circles. Specifics?
I am specific. You're just choosing not to listen.
And you're choosing to speak in vague riddles.
The dragon is north,
he said. There was a bitter set to his jaw.
Where the dark woods end before the mountains rise. In the hills there is a keep, long forgotten. The roads from Meridian City will lead you there. When you reach the village of Tarker Mills, head toward the mountains. There is a valley. You shall find your keep there.
I narrowed my eyes. Why would you help us?
You demand answers, and when I give them, you question me?
He asked. You never do anything without a price, Dimitri. He laughed.
This is true. A bit of advice.
I waited.
Stay out of the dark woods. There are things far worse than myself.
I'm not afraid,
of you or anything else. I have proven time and time again that I am more than capable of handling myself. I turned to glare at Gary and Tiggy, lest they decide to speak and make me a liar. They both just stared blankly back at me. Dimitri flew up close. He reached out and put his hands against my cheek.
Chaos always rises from complacency. I like you, Sam. You are not like the others. I've always been able to see that. There's something inside of you that burns differently than anyone who has come before you. I thought to harness it for myself, but I won't be the one to force it. But remember, the Dark Woods are known to you now, and you are known to them.
He flew up above us into the swirling mass of the other fairies. They shimmered brightly in the afternoon sun. The tree holding Ryan released him, and the fairies disappeared into the woods, almost faster than the eye could follow. We were left in the silence of the forest, and I felt the gold and green all around me. I looked over at Tiggy and Gary. What the fuck is going on? Gary looked into the forest.
I suppose there is a bright side. You didn't have to get gay fairy married.
Chapter 13. I've got wood, and I'm ready to masticate. We made our way back to the main road before I thought to use the summoning crystal. I pulled it from the pack on Gary's back, the others standing around me. Ryan's eyes looked pinched, and I wondered if we were friends again. I didn't think I was mad, but I didn't want to admit that it took a tiny naked man to help me get over it. I didn't say that out loud because it sounded all kinds of wrong. It didn't help that there were too many questions I had for him. Why he seemed so keen on defending my honor? Why had he intimated he'd grown up in the slums? Why he was the way he was? Meaning, why out of all the people in the world was he my cornerstone? Granted, these were questions I was never going to ask, knowing full well my expectations would make the reality that much more crushing. I told myself we were friends. Anger can turn to bitterness, and we couldn't have that between us. Not when we needed to trust each other to stage a rescue from a dragon. Not a word from any of you about being in the Dark Woods, I warned them. Morgan can be a bit touchy. Gary snorted. It was green this time. Touchy. Right. Maybe because you can't take two steps inside before something bad happens? Ryan said. I'm so glad you're with us, I told him, because of the way you point out things. There was a small smile on his face that my heart absolutely did not trip all over. I held the crystal in the palm of my hand in front of me. I thought of Morgan and felt something pull in my head, like a hook had lodged itself in my brain and tugged. It was borderline unpleasant, and I felt itchy all over. The crystal flashed in my hand, a dull pulse as it grew warmer. Then it was almost as if Morgan was standing right next to us, his voice loud and clear.
Some?
I opened my mouth to say how awesome it was that this crystal was the coolest thing ever, to assure Morgan we were okay and most definitely traveling on the old road like he instructed us to. Instead, I said, we went into the Dark Woods and I almost had to get gay fairy married again and now I feel really bad and Ryan got bad touched by trees and Fairy King Dimitri was cryptic and annoying and apparently has a size kink. Silence. Gary, Tiggy, and Ryan stared at me with wide eyes. Morgan sighed. I feel better, I told everyone. Do you all feel better? I do. Honesty is like a balm to my beleaguered soul.
I don't even know why I tell you what to do, Morgan said.
Because it makes you feel special? I guessed. Because you are.
You think I'm special,
he said flatly. Yes? He sighed again. So I said, how's the castle?
You've been gone 4 days.
Things can happen in 4 days. Like stuff.
Stuff.
Sure, you know, things.
I'm still going to yell at you, Sam.
Damn it, I said.
Are you sure? Because you don't sound sure.
I tried to tell him no, Ryan said. But you know how he gets.
Do I ever?
Morgan said. Ha, ha, I said with a scowl. Are you guys finished? I would like you to be finished.
What were you thinking?
Morgan said, sounding slightly pissed. And that made me angry. I was thinking that I'm 20 years old and more than capable of handling myself, I retorted. I was thinking of the fact that it's been days since Justin was taken. I was thinking that the quicker we moved, the quicker this would be over and everything could go back to normal.
But at what cost?
He asked.
I don't even want to know how you got away from Dimitri this time. Last time was a fluke. What did you promise him?
I blanked on that. Nothing, I said. He let us go.
What? Why?
I asked him to, and he did. And then he did this whole cryptic wood fairy thing.
You asked the fairy king to let you go, and he did,
Morgan said. Yeah, he still wanted to marry me, but I convinced him I wasn't right for him.
I don't even know what to do with you anymore,
he said faintly.
Every time I think I've got you figured out, or I'm even beginning to scratch the surface, you do something else that just contradicts everything I know.
You sound like that's a good thing, I said.
Most of the time,
he agreed.
I don't know if now is one of those times. I asked you to stay out of the dark woods, Sam. I wouldn't have done so if I didn't have explicit reasons.
Then explicitly explain them.
I didn't think I had to. You killed a dark wizard. They will want revenge.
And that's it. That's all it was.
Isn't that enough?
He sounded annoyed. You're not telling me everything, I said. And I don't know why.
Even if I wasn't, it'd be for good reason, he said. Not to mention the fact that you have other priorities right now. Not everything concerns you, Sam. You need to focus on the prince, and then getting to Randall. Nothing else. Are we clear?
Crystal, I said. We're going to have a long talk later, you and I, about keeping secrets.
Are we?
He said.
I look forward to it.
I debated keeping the whereabouts of Justin from him just for spite, but I wasn't that type of person. Well, not completely. Dimitri told us where Justin is.
Of course he did,
Morgan muttered.
And he just volunteered up this information without asking for anything in return.
To be fair, I said, he probably felt bad about the tree molesting Ryan.
Everyone should feel bad about that, Ryan said.
I don't, Gary said.
I don't,
Tiggy said. I sort of do, I said. But not really.
I'm going to leave them here,
Ryan said, leaning over and speaking into the crystal. I try not to even think about his breath on my hands.
I don't blame you,
Morgan said.
I've thought about it countless times. Where is he?
In a keep to the north. The fairy said it was forgotten. It's in a valley outside of a village, Tarker Mills. I've never been there before. I don't think I've even heard of it. And if they were having problems with the dragon, why has nobody spoken of it before? Surely they would have seen it coming and going.
That's near the mountains,
Morgan said.
They grow corn, and no, you can't sell them on the firework corn.
I wasn't even thinking about it, I said, even though I really was. A hamlet whose main crop is corn? It was destiny.
I'll see what I can find out about a keep,
he said.
I'm assuming there was a structure there at some point. A tower, a church. Head to Meridian City. Check in at Old Clearing to make sure it was the dragon attacking the sheep and burning the earth. I want you out of those woods as soon as possible, Sam.
Because of your secret reasons, I said. Friends don't keep secrets, Morgan.
Wizards do,
he said.
Stay safe. I'll tell your parents you are alive and as foolish as ever. I'm sure they will be pleased.
Love you, Boo, I said. He groaned before the crystal went dark. I looked up at the rest of them. Well, I think that went well, don't you? Morgan's going to murder you when we get back, Gary said. I shrugged as I put the crystal back in the pack. We won't be back home for 6 months, I said. He'll calm down by then.
He remembers long time,
Tiggy said ominously.
He remembers everything.
Nah, I said. We'll just buy him some chocolates from that shop he likes, or I can just alter his memories. Either way, we'll be fine. Candy or memory alteration, Gary said. Those aren't extremes. You're extreme, I said. Thank you. Shut it. Let's beat feet before it gets any later. We started walking down the road. I only made it 4 steps before I realized we weren't being followed. I glanced over my shoulder as Gary and Tiggy continued on. Ryan stood where we'd left him, hands curled into fists at his sides. You cool? I asked him as I walked back up to him.
6 months.
Staring off over my shoulder. What?
You said you were going to be gone for 6 months.
Well, yeah, you knew this. I told you. And then you acted like a chump and didn't speak to me for 2 weeks.
You never said how long. You said it would be for a while.
That is a while.
Why?
He asked, finally looking at me. There was something in his eyes I couldn't quite figure out. The closest thing I could make it to be was anger, but that didn't seem right. Why what?
Why do you have to go? Why are you leaving for? Where are you going?
I hesitated. This was dangerous ground. He knew nothing of cornerstones, much less the fact that he was one. I couldn't tell him that he was a big part of the reason I was leaving, because the longer I stayed, the more difficult it would be as he didn't belong to me.
Away, I said. I'm going away because I have to
learn better control of my magic.
Morgan's your mentor,
he said, like he was trying to argue with me.
He can teach you.
I shook my head slowly. Not everything. Not this. He took a step toward me, and his eyes were so green, like the trees in summer, and all I wanted to do was to tell him this. To tell him that when I stood by his side, I felt right. I felt even. My head was clear and my heart was clean. He said, "What is this?" A question that could be taken so many ways. I took the easy way out. "It's a wizard thing," I said.
"You wouldn't understand."
"Where?" he said. I looked away. "It doesn't matter."
"Randall?"
he said. I turned to walk away and made it 3 steps.
Sam.
I didn't turn back around, but I stopped.
The king told me,
he said. I said nothing. About what happened?
About what happened. About how you ended up at the sparring fields.
Ah, I said.
Is it true?
No, I said. I lied to the king because I could.
Don't do that. Just don't. You deflect. You always deflect.
And you always jump to conclusions without having all the facts.
I didn't mean... It just... He's my...
I know, I said, trying to put him out of his misery.
He's yours.
Silence. For longer than there should have been. Then,
I'm sorry. I should have never...
I know, I said, and walked away. Eventually, he followed. Dusk was falling as Gary and I gathered firewood along the edges of the dark woods. Tiggy and Ryan were back at the river's edge at the camp. Ryan said he wanted to bathe. And there was no way in hell I could be in the same vicinity as Ryan Foxart with soap-slick skin, so I immediately squawked and volunteered to get the firewood. Or rather, that's what I meant to say. Gary assured me as we walked away that it sounded like I was just barking. We were slowly trudging our way back to camp when Gary said, "You and that delicious vase okay?" I opened my mouth to respond, and everything came to a screeching halt when I realized that Gary had no fucking idea what Ryan was to me. I had never told him. I had never sat him down, as much as a unicorn can sit down, and said, "Oh, by the way, Ryan is my cornerstone, and I can't have him, so we're running away under the guise of needing to learn more control, even though that's sort of true, because I can do things no other wizard can." Gary would be pissed at me for neglecting to share such important information. A pissed-off unicorn was something I didn't want to deal with right then, or ever, and I reminded myself it didn't matter in the long run anyway. Only Morgan and the king knew of what he was to me, and I was going to keep it that way. Either we go our separate ways eventually, and Ryan would get married, or we get eaten by a dragon and the whole point would be moot. Funny how okay I was with impending death rather than telling my best friend I wanted to magically bond all over Ryan's face, or whatever. "We're fine," I said. "I think." He was being an ass, I was being an ass. He apologized, and I said okay, and now we're here. "Cool story, bro," Gary said. "Now tell me the real version." I sighed. He thought I took Justin out to the sparring fields, not the other way around. He accused me of being reckless and not giving a shit, and I overreacted because that's what I do. He found out otherwise from the king, felt super bad, said sorry, and now we're here. "What a dick," Gary muttered, and I immediately felt better because that's what best friends do. Maybe we should have left him with Dimitri. Right? And then I think he was mad when we found out how long we were leaving for. He acted weird after he heard me tell you it was going to be 6 months before we got back. Gary sighed. "I'm not even going to touch that one." "What?" I asked. "You think he's mad we're going to miss the wedding? I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure I don't want to be there. Even though I should be." "Yes," Gary said. "That's exactly why he's pissed. Good job." "Whatever," I groused. "I don't even care." "Obviously, the level with which you do not care is astounding. It almost eclipses your awareness." "I don't even know what you're talking about." "Shocking. You are a terrible best friend." "Bullshit, I am your everything." "How sad is that?" I sighed. "Shush! Do you have enough wood?" I leered at him. "I never have enough." "Gross," he said. "Don't do that. It's rapey. How are you ever going to land a man if you're rapey?" "I can just marry Dimitri," I said, starting to lead us back toward camp. "He is a size kink for me. And remember, apparently he has a tongue that I just wouldn't believe." "Can you imagine? He'd had to be full body hugging your penis just to jack you off." "I really wish you hadn't said that. Now, I can't stop thinking about it." "Don't marry Dimitri," he said. "You're not meant to be a fairy queen. Not in the literal sense, anyway. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I have a size kink, too. Human size." "Ryan size," he corrected. "Remember when he would come within 30 feet of me and I would run away? Those were the good old days. Now I'm chasing dragons and getting blue balls." "Oh," Gary said. "Do you need to go masturbate in the woods?" "No." "I'll cover for you. Go masturbate in the woods." "Gary." "Just a little. Just pull on it a little bit." "Gary," he sighed. "Chin up, kitten. We'll get through this just like everyone else does. You're not the first one to be stuck in a crapshoot. Pretty soon, you'll look back on all this and wonder what all the fuss was about and say, 'Ryan, who?' And then you'll... Holy mother of crab cakes in a shitstorm. You will never get over him because of the sheer magnitude of all his perfections." I was feeling good about myself up until that last part. I turned a scowl at Gary, but his eyes were wide and staring over toward the river. I followed his gaze. And just... stopped. There are moments in your life so profound, so extraordinarily crystal clear, that even the remembrance of them is enough to feel like you're being consumed by fire. Moments that might not mean much to anyone else, but mean the world to you. I had these moments. I was 5 and my mother was dancing to a song only she could hear. I was 7 and my father put his arm around my shoulders while we watched the sunset and waited for the stars to come out. I was 9 and I wished for something more. I was 11 and Morgan held my hand for the first time. I was 14 when I stumbled upon a hornless unicorn and a crying half-giant. I was 15 when Pete whispered that his name was Ryan and he was going to be a knight. I was 17 when I brought a bird back to life and I never told anyone about it. I was 18 when my mother cried and said I would always be her little boy. I was 20 when Ryan stood at my side and my magic said, finally. And now. Now. Now was Knight Commander Ryan Foxheart climbing slowly out of the river, water cascading down his body, dripping over miles and miles of muscle. He wore nothing but a thin, white undergarment that stuck and clung to his groin and thighs. He reached down, the muscles in his back flexing as he scooped up water in his hands and brought it up and over his head. His nipples were pebbled. His chest was covered in a smattering of wet hair. He was lines and corded muscle, definition, and carved from stone. If I had let my eyes linger, I would have sworn I could see the outline of his cock through the wet fabric. My skin felt tight and flushed, and I wanted. There was green and gold, and it was so fucking bright that I almost had to shut my eyes from the weight of it.
I swear he's doing this on purpose,
Gary whispered hotly.
I swear I want to do him on purpose, I breathed.
Gary choked, and I didn't care. I would never have him. I knew this. It wasn't meant to be. But that didn't mean I couldn't be creepy and have this one fucking moment where I could pretend and wish and hope and dream, and yes, now I had an erection and it was fucking awful.
Do you see his stomach?
Gary murmured. Of course I had. The thin line of hair that disappeared to his groin, the cut of the abdominals, which were wet, very, very wet. I want to be the river, I told Gary, sounding slightly hysterical. I want to be the river right at this very moment.
Why is the sun sitting so perfectly behind him?
Because the gods want to grace his shoulders with the fading light.
I want to grace his shoulders with my...
I'll never know what dirty thing Gary wanted to grace Ryan's shoulders with. And I was totally okay with that. I was not okay with why I would never know.
What you guys doing?
Tiggy said, very... very loudly. And the creepy voyeuristic bathing fantasy came to a grinding halt. Ryan looked up. Gary and I froze. Tiggy cocked his head and waved.
You okay, Sam?
Ryan asked, and his voice was husky. So I blurted out, I've got wood. Gary turned his head slowly to gape at me.
Oh, dear gods,
I muttered. Then louder, wood! I brought the wood! I've got so much wood! Wood! Fuck, firewood! I've got firewood for the fire, because it's going to get nipples out tonight. Cold! It's going to get cold out tonight. Sweet molasses. I bent down to pick up the firewood and stumbled, almost falling flat on my face. I cried. Whoops, I'm okay. Don't mind me. Just feeling a bit weak in the knees. But not because of anything that's happening right in front of me, like thighs. No, sir. I've just got bad knees. But you don't, do you? You've got knees, like knees. And I've got firewood for the fire. I bent down to pick up the wood, willing myself to just shut up. Well, this has been erotic, enlightening. Gods, this is enlightening. Like, eye-opening. Nothing else. I stood up, holding the firewood to my chest like it was supposed to block me from the glory that was Ryan Foxheart. Oh my gods, I whispered fervently. I'm a foxy lady.
You're a what?
Gary screeched.
Nothing,
I shouted at him.
Nothing. No funny stuff. I'm bringing wood for the fire, and now you're getting out of the river, and why are you walking in slow motion? That's just swell. Hell, that's hell. On your feet. Because of the river rocks.
And Ryan was smiling at me, like I was amusing. You're so wet, I told him unnecessarily. He nodded as he stood on the riverbank. Then, never taking his eyes from me, he clasped his hands above his head and stretched his back. I immediately turned to Gary and whispered that I had a newfound fetish for armpits that I was just discovering and was quite unsure what to do with. Gary, in turn, said that they were obviously made for licking, and I dropped the firewood again.
Water feels good, Ryan said. Not too cold.
That's wonderful, I told him. Just wonderful. I am so glad we're both here and talking like we are right now.
He grinned at me before turning around and bending over to pick up his discarded clothes.
That ass,
Gary and I said at the same time, because it was a nice ass. Better than nice. It was a splendid ass. Superb, even.
Bite it, Gary whispered, pushing his head against my back. For fuck's sake, go bite it.
My mouth is not worthy, I said.
What was that?
Ryan asked, standing back up and looking over his shoulder. His awesome, awesome shoulder. Gary said, Sam wants to bite some food, I said, cutting in quickly. I want to bite some food because I'm so hungry right now, and you should put on clothes.
He looked down at himself, then back up at me. Why? It's just us out here.
And no one can hear you scream,
Gary supplied, helpfully.
We having naked time?
Tiggy asked as he started reaching for the ties on his pants.
No,
I said. No naked time. There's absolutely no need for naked time. In fact, we should put on all the clothes that we brought to be the opposite of naked.
I'm always naked, Gary purred to Ryan.
And you'll have to forgive Sam. He's a little bit frustrated. I told him he should go into the woods and masticate, I exclaimed. He wanted me to go and chew food in the woods. But I said, why? Why do that? We can just masticate here, at the camp, with ourselves, because that's what normal people do.
Right, Gary said. Maybe you and Ryan can masticate together.
Or not, I said as I ground my teeth. I like to masticate by myself.
And you're so good at it, Gary said. The up and down motions of your jaw. And then upon completion, you swallow. Right, Sam? You swallow, don't you?
Of course I do, I said, confused. What the hell were we talking about now?
I always swallow when I finish. What am I supposed to do, spit it back out?
Ryan tripped and fell back into the river. We all stared at him. He sputtered as he came out of the water.
Tripped. Tripped.
He coughed.
On a rock.
Or something that rhymes with rock,
Gary said. You tripped on your sock? I asked him. Gary said,
I just don't even know why I bother anymore. Tiggy, darling, let's let the men take care of dinner. You and I can have naked time and frolic in the river now. Lose the bridges. It's time to make the humans feel inadequate.
Tiggy crowed his pleasure as he dropped his pants. I looked down and whispered to my penis, It's okay. I don't think you're inadequate. You're special in your own way, except when you betray me, like right now. Because Ryan was climbing out of the water again, and I hated everyone and everything. Sign.